You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Gakad Bata Lasi Koi Ki Jalabi is Jabalpur's local delicacy. It was invented by Harprabhash Badkul in his Badkul Halwai shop near the Kamani Gate. He said his early experiments to create a jalebi from koya failed until he added tekur.
Have you heard of the salad oil scandal? There was a guy that was trying to claim that he's got a certain amount of salad oil to take a loan against it, but he actually had these brine tanks of water and about 100 oil on top. So if you like dip into it, salad oil scandal. This is really funny. It's almost bankrupted Amex about 30 years ago.
The scandal involved the company Allied Crude.
No, Amex is good.
Oil,
like today,
led by Anthony Tino De Angelis, the former commodity broker who had been in trouble previously for providing the federal school lunch program with poorly prepared meat. Despite this, he was able to obtain a contract with Food for Peace, a federal program which sold excess food stocks to poor countries. Uh-oh. The analyst discovered he could obtain loans based upon the company's supposed inventory of salad oil.
Anyway,
ships apparently full of salad oil would arrive at the docks, and inspectors would confirm the ships were indeed full of oil, allowing the company to obtain millions in loans. In reality, the ships were mostly filled with water, with only a few feet of salad oil on top.
Mm.
That's still a fuckload of salad oil.
He had a ton. He still had a shitload of it, but...
Yeah, but if it's only...
Since the oil flowed to the top of the water, it appeared the ships were loaded with oil.
Yeah.
The company even transferred oil between different tanks.
Well, I mean, as long as you pour it slowly...
In all, Elliot claimed to have 1.8 billion pounds of soybean oil, when in actuality he only had 110 million pounds. Once the scandal was exposed, because the Russian soybean market did not open up and soybean prices fell drastically as a result, causing investors to attempt to cash in, American Express was one of the biggest casualties. Its stock dropped more than 50% as a result of the scandal.
Big financial institutions would loan him money against salad oil.
Like
who the fuck thinks salad oil is
but
worth
working,
that much?
He's working for like some federal program that sells excess food stocks at poor countries.
Yeah. It's
that
insane.
Does not seem like a profitable.
Why
were people loaning this? Like, even if he had the salad oil, why were people loaning him money? What were they loaning him money for? To like buy more salad oil?
No,
loaning money against the oil. The oil's collateral, and they're like. You know, you have this much asset, you can loan this much money.
But what did he think? What did they think he was doing with the oil?
I don't care, it's just collateral.
Yeah, it's like when you put up your house. It doesn't matter what you're doing.
Yeah, but if you put up the one thing to put up your house, it's another thing, hey, I'll give you a loan against this shipload of salad oil that I happen to have. Where did he get 110 million pounds of salad oil from in the first place?
That's the real question.
Because of the federal school lunch program where he had the poorly prepared meat. He stole their oil.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. New York Stock Exchange is crippled by these disgusting floppy bags of oil.
Yeah, because they all loaned so much money against us that it was unbelievable.
Yeah, because it's just like, your business could be in matchsticks.
He overcharged the government and delivered over 2 million pounds of uninspected meat. Where was this guy getting, like, huge quantities of...
It's amazing.
Like, even shitty food stuff. Buying soybean oil futures would drive up the price of his vegetable oil holdings, which would increase both the value of his inventories and allow him to profit from his futures contracts.
Yeah, so you could sell the futures and then buy more oil, so you could actually make the 2 foot of oil in the giant drum of water.
If American Express had done their homework, they would have realized that DeAngelis' reported vegetable oil holdings were greater than the inventories of the entire United States.
Yeah. If someone has a certain amount of a commodity, you can loan against it, you can say this commodity is worth that much. If they get like a million times more than that, I'll say they've got it. Then you suddenly say the commodity's worth less per chunk. So there's like a cap at what you can loan it. Like you know, like all the diamonds that are dug up? Like if all the ones that are in storage suddenly came out, they're worth nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, if some guy came out of nowhere and said, yeah, I got more diamonds than the De Beer cartel.
Yeah, you'd say, prove it at
you'd
least.
You'd say, prove it, and, you know.
And then diamonds are worthless.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like, oh, sure, I have some money.
Yeah. And you wouldn't lend it at what the peak value of it is.
You know, but like, I don't know, I guess they thought, you know, no one would, you know, it's soybean.
No one's going to pretend they've got that much soybean.
But fortunately, the New York Stock Exchange was closed for a day because of Kennedy's assassination.
So lucky.
So do you think like, the soybean cartel was in on the Kennedy assassination?
Obviously.
No.
So that's going to be my new... Because, I mean, this seems...
No. The New York Stock Exchange was in on the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah. Because of the soybeans, man.
Because the soybean guy was...
Only the top 2 feet were soybeans. The rest of it was faked, man.
Yeah. Can I also, like, ask how big the tank... Was it a tanker? Like, how big is it, the two...
Yeah, I figured it was a tanker.
Because, like...
Many tankers.
Why the fuck was the Eastern Bloc so down on jeans? And why the fuck were people in the Eastern Bloc so desperate to have the jeans in the first place?
Well, do you know how much jeans were worth? It was, like, more than, like, Tulip Mania.
Yes, but why?
Okay.
You their pants!
Dude, they're really cool pants.
They are messed... They're camouflage.
No, they're not. Yes, they're the only pants I will wear. In fact, I'm currently wearing shorts made of jeans. I am always wearing jeans.
I've seen you wear skirts and dresses, but, you know...
Denim's not really...
They're not pants.
Yeah, they're not pants.
They're not pants. All right, fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, there seems to be some sort of fascination with jeans.
Why didn't they, like... Like, I don't, like, I'll admit I'm not a, you know, fashion guy, but... I'm fairly certain that, you know, Eastern Europe had the resources to make its own local jeans.
And it, no,
it's got cotton.
Yeah, like it's got, it seems like that, like this isn't like something that like you need to ban because, you know, it has to be decadent Western import. You can make your own jeans for the people.
Ban silk or something.
Yeah, like something like that that, you know, you require specific materials for and they have to be imported. That makes sense. But
no, man, it's because like it's a symbol of the go-go fucking American lifestyle. That's all.
Wait a minute. Russia claims to have invented trousers.
Yes,
and they would have been made of different. Slightly looking different materials, so maybe jeans really offended them because they're like someone's ripped
jeans
off our design.
A mockery of
they're a mockery of real pants.
Yes,
maybe that's it. Mm. That's the only way it could make
there
sense.
Was,
that makes sense.
In Orange Is the New Black, the Russian chick, like they do a flashback and they like her friend is like, check out, let's go to a jeans party. We're all gonna wear jeans and buy jeans there. It's underground. Watch out. Then they come home, like come out of the factory and talk to each other, and she's like, look at these jeans. They say whoever wears them, their bottom will look like Charlie's Angel. So, you know, they make your buttocks look so fantastic, apparently. I mean, the tight jeans, obviously, yeah. the 70s jeans, are, I think, yeah, that was when it was. And they were all about, and like, you know, they see some Russian boy, and, you know, he's got long hair like Richard Plant. They're like, oh, he's so beautiful, he's long blonde hair. Oh, look at his butt in the jeans, yada yada.
But in all seriousness, why didn't they not make local jeans?
Yes.
And then if they decided they were like a symbol of like America or
yeah,
some weirdness.
That's clearly what they did.
I don't know, like, it was bizarre because people would, like, pay so much for it. Like,
yes.
Apparently, like, you know, if you smuggled a pair of jeans over, that was like multiple weeks' salary.
Yes.
That people would just give up for.
Mm.
Yes.
Pants that you couldn't even wear in public because they were
like, yeah, that's the other thing.
Like it's like, you know, smack like you
like
can't
they
do
smuggle,
out of the street,
like they smuggle in like the music and stuff. It's like, okay, you can listen to that in private.
You can listen to an album. You wear the pants.
Yeah,
while
yeah,
you listen
I'm
to the
wearing
music.
My pants by myself in my Soviet era apartment.
Dude,
this is what it's like in America.
It is though.
You've got your music appreciation pants. They're like acoustically tuned to rock and roll.
They are. You are just speaking the truth. That's so amazing.
Right? Okay, is that it?
Okay, that was...
This is what it's like in decadent Western America.
What do you mean?
2x2 foot little room.
Imagine.
One Zeppelin album in pants. Pretty good, no?
Yeah, I bet.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 minutes of madness.